Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with...
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. I'm not on a stick.
No, you're not, dude.
TNT Dynamite. What's up, Jonas?
Nothing, dude. You're forgetting what we're doing. We're not recording YouTube videos. We're doing a podcast, friend.
Dude, that is behind the curtains, man. This is live.
This is not
pre-recorded. This dichotomy, this what we got going on,
yeah.
Me and him, we seeing here.
Yeah. That's if you can't see it, then you should be watching it.
No,
we want to thank y'all for checking us out today. If you're watching us live, twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia Live. Also live on YouTube, Mixer, Periscope, some other places. Make sure you check us out.
Periscope?
Yeah, dude, Periscope. It's all like, right. I think that's used for like live streaming your life. Like you like walk around like, hey guys, I'm in Walmart. Look at me.
Do you ever check our Periscope page?
Oh no. I mean, I literally did it because I could stream in multiple places. All
right.
So, but if you'd rather not watch us live, of course on Spotify and iTunes, not long after this is done, it will be ready for you to watch or listen to, I guess, in that case. And of course, as you can see below, crazytown.com is our website and Crazy Town Media on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, your mom's house.
What, all dude? These different places.
Yeah, dude, if you want to go to your mom's house, just type Crazy Town Media into YouTube.
You've got the whole world as your oyster.
Dude, I love oysters.
Periscope.
It is not the craziest news week. Yeah, I mean, some shit happened today, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? First off, our hearts and prayers out to the people in Colorado. I just heard the story when
school shooting. I don't think anybody died, but people were injured.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad enough. I mean, regardless.
Yeah. It was like a school that did like from kindergarten to high school. So
It's at a STEM school. I don't know exactly what that is.
That was just the name of it.
Oh, okay. I got you.
It's still unfortunate, you know?
So we usually do rock, paper, scissors to determine who will go first. But we actually have the same story. So we can talk about that.
All right. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Xbox Live.
Yep.
The toxicity capital of the USA's internet.
Why do you look at me when you say the toxicity
capital? How many people at this table have been banned from Xbox Live for inappropriate behavior?
I mean, how many times are we talking?
Any?
Any?
Any.
Any time?
Any time.
Come on, man.
All right, less than 10. Yeah.
Now you're just generalizing.
I think you should read this article.
You want me to
sir?
Read it? All right.
Your own personal gain.
Oh. So they updated their community standards.
For trash talking.
Yeah.
On the interwebs.
Well, it was a whole bunch of shit that they had.
Well, yeah.
Like, you couldn't make cults. You couldn't make a club about selling drugs.
Wait
or
a second. Hold on a second. My Little Pony cult.
Your
game
My Little Pony
is
cult.
Gone now. They disbanded it.
Name one My Little Pony.
The boy pony.
You didn't even say Rainbow Dash.
Oh wow!
What is wrong?
Care Bear Stare, bro. So
how could you not say Rainbow Dash?
I guess I've lost my luster for the ponies,
she's
dude.
She's the hottest one.
Is she the brony?
Dude, just keep going.
Okay. Anyways, so Microsoft provides examples of what is acceptable trash talk when you're playing a game with your peers, or your non-peers, or your brethren, or your friends, family, sisters, or strangers.
No, it's just people over Xbox Live.
Oh, okay, anyone. It says... Trash talk is described as any lighthearted banter or bragging that focuses on the game at hand and encourages healthy competition.
No, no, no.
They even went as far as to give us great examples of what trash talking is.
Oh, Jonas, you have a few of those.
So should I tell them what the example they gave is, and then you tell them the example that you should not use?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
I like that idea. I like
the
that
first
idea.
Example... Get destroyed. Can't believe you thought you were on my level. That's acceptable. That's what you should say to a man who you just owned in a game.
And what you should not say is get sexual threat. Can't believe you thought you were on my level.
So what do you do? Go like, I'm going to take you into the back room and force myself on you. Get on my level.
Well, no, that's like, you don't talk about the act of the rape. You just say rape. Oh, you don't want to say rape.
So like on Xbox Live, people are like, I'm going to R you?
No, they're like, dude, get raped because they raped you. Do you not understand the terminology of the gamers?
Yeah, I guess not, dude.
This is gamer language.
Didn't know there was virtual R in there.
Yeah, dude.
All right, the second one.
Yeah.
That was some serious potato aim. Get wrecked. That's what you should say.
And you shouldn't say, hey, profanity. I don't know. You can just insert anyone in there. That was some potato aim. Get wrecked, trash. So you can't
say trash.
You can say trash, I think.
No, trash. You can't, dude. So not only can you not call them a fucker, you can't call them trash.
No, dude, that's kind of crazy.
I would think trash should be on there. I think that's a misprint.
You're not allowed to say trash. Wow.
All right.
I think we're awful people.
Oh, we are. All right, here's the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Only reason you went positive, you spent all game camping. Try again, kid. Jesus Christ.
Try dude, again,
if
kid?
If anyone ever said that to me online, I would just like... I'd be like, aw.
That's trash talk, though, I guess.
I guess.
That's like healthy trash talk. So the trash talk version is, only reason you went positive is because you spent all game camping. KYS, kid.
Oh, kill yourself. People say that? Let's kill yourself, camper.
I've been banned for killing somebody at a KYS.
Oh, my
God.
They
beat me, Jonas. They beat me.
You know, if someone sends you a message.
I hate you little 14-year-old fuckers. I'm sorry.
Wow, dude. If someone sends you a message on Xbox Live talking shit, just don't reply.
No, dude. You gotta
tell Because what's he gonna do? Tell his bros? I told TNT Dynamite on Xbox to fuck off, and he didn't do anything.
Oh, that makes me so angry.
I can tell. Holy shit.
All right, dude.
We have another one here.
It makes me so mad.
Cheap win. Come at me when you can actually drive without running cars off the road. That only is fitting for a racing game, I guess. I would love to hear someone say that on Call of Duty. Take your car on the road, bro.
And what you shouldn't say is cheap win, totally expected from a racial slur.
Oh my God. Can't drive, racial slur. Like, what the fuck, dude? Oh my God.
Jonas, what's your favorite racial slur?
The nun?
The nun. Those aren't a race.
Oh, is it? The nuns aren't a race?
No, but yeah, I guess you shouldn't call people racial slurs on Xbox Live. Did you know
or
that?
In person.
Yeah.
Or ever.
Yeah, it's probably not a good
idea. Yeah, dude, I'm not a big fan of the old racial slurs. I mean, call me old-fashioned. Call me new school.
Jonas is down for the calls.
Dude. Fucking, I don't. I mean,
TNT Dynamite approved.
All right. I like being approved. All right. We got one more. This is what Microsoft says you could say. Mm-hmm. That sucked. Get good and then come back when your KD's over one.
Now, Jonas, this one's odd to me. But I'm going to say the bad version.
All right. You know what this reminds me of, though? LFG for Destiny.
It does.
Like, KD 3.0 or nothing for Crucible, dog.
Kind of.
Yeah, I know, right?
Kind of. That's definitely what we used to put in LFG. But this one's kind of weird. It's, you suck. Get out of my country. We'll let you back in when your KD is over one.
Okay. Get out of my country. We'll let you back in, though, as long as your KD's up.
So do you not picture, like, this weird dystopian future where, like, they have, like, TSA people checking your online KD? Or just kicking you the fuck out of the country.
Like, they're like, sorry, sir, your Destiny 2 KD is 0.76. Go home and play for a while.
We're going to have to send you to Cuba.
Sorry. Cuba's KD ratio is 0.75 and over. You've made that cut.
Yo, which country has the lowest KD, dude?
Exception? Like you have to, like, have what? Like, what was the lowest cutoff?
Yeah, no. Which country would have the lowest KD if we started the future where, like, your KD is how you got into each country? We established that America, you got to be 1.0 and up.
Oh,
and Cuba is 0.75. And
I mean, that's probably not right for Cuba.
Who's got the lowest KD?
I would say Canada have like a
what?
Hold on. It's only because they don't get involved in conflicts.
So they're the Switzerland.
Yeah, them too. Anyone who hasn't been in war, dude, they got to be zero.
France?
Dude, France has been in wars.
Yeah, but they're not lately.
I think, dude, I think France would be like a 0.4.
Wow.
You got to be over 0.4 to
all
get
right.
in.
All right, low bronze. That's not bad. That's not bad.
I don't know. What about you? Who do you think would be low?
No, dude, those are good examples. All right, I like cool. those. I'm just going to go along with you. I probably would have said Switzerlanders.
Yeah, okay. I got you. So if you're out there causing a ruckus on Xbox Live, come listen to this episode and get some good ways to talk shit.
Stop. Don't do the TNT Dynamite way.
Do it the
Jonas way.
Yeah, dude. I'm all like, take your brother to get a better suit and then come back and play Rainbow Bright with me.
And I'm like, fucking kill your mom.
Wow. Fair enough. All right. We have an update. Moving on from death threats on Xbox.
I have been banned a lot.
Yeah. I bet he's like, head down. I've been banned a lot. All right. Last week, we spoke about a brand new video game movie, because we know every movie based on video games has been top-notch. Doom, Street Fighter, Super Mario Brothers, Turok. They don't have a Turok movie. I'm making that up. But if they made one, it'd be fucking garbage, too.
Detective Pikachu?
I don't know.
Is that what we're talking about?
I did see a headline that said there's enough spare footage for Detective Pikachu, they could make an R-rated version. Because I guess they have outtakes that are like adult.
They probably will.
Yeah, dude. Okay. Anyway. But our favorite blue coin collecting hedgehog.
I love him, dude.
Oh, dude, Sonic.
I'm a Sonic boy.
Yeah, dude. You know, there was a little bit of backlash when...
The movie was terrible.
When he looked like a mix between Gollum and Sonic and... Yeah. His precious rings.
Yeah, we spoke
meth head.
On, didn't we talk about it last week?
Yeah, last week. That's when it dropped.
About this homunculus that they had in the trailer.
they turned him into a homunculus. Yes, he was like he's like Wu-Tang, like Villa Bang Bang said. So, the director, Jeff Fowler, has put out a statement.
Yes, he did.
It says, the message is loud and clear. You aren't happy with the design. You want changes. It's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
The internet wins again, folks.
Does it?
No, because he's not going to put out a second trailer like he should.
Jonas, you know what bothers me is that this movie's supposed to come out in, like, what, 2 months?
I have no idea. I don't care anything about it, to be honest.
There's also this conspiracy is that they actually released this horrible trailer with a horrible soundtrack, a definite outtake from the movie of Jim Carrey yelling at people, and he steals the best part of the fucking thing.
Yeah, dude.
They did this on purpose.
Why?
Because they have a better design. How would they be able to redo? They basically have to redo, possibly reshoot the entire movie with the improved
character. No, dude, I don't think so. Because I think like they have a character model.
I mean,
and they could just change the base character model. Like, it just...
It seems like a lot of work when your movie has to come out 2 months, even with modern technology. A lot of people think that they did this on purpose.
They're trolling.
Thank you.
Really?
The internet wins again.
Dude, Jeff Fowler's an internet hero.
We don't know.
But all I know what is I'm seeing Sonic the movie. Looked like a goddamn anorexic crackhead.
Now I gotta see it,
fucking
though.
He had human teeth. It was fucking weird, yeah, dude.
It was weird.
It was. But now weird. Hopefully he's going to look like a little more portly fella.
Are you going to come and see
fuck
it?
Fuck no.
Jim Carrey, dude.
It could have...
Jim
and
Carrey.
And it could have Elvis back from the grave playing Dr. Egbert.
Jonas, are you going to see Detective Pikachu with me?
No.
Jonas, Detective Pikachu, Ryan Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds.
Dude, oh, cool, man. Dude, you
what,
know
do you
me.
You want to watch documentaries?
Yeah, dude. I'll watch a documentary on how to get banned on Xbox Live by watching you play for a while. So I see that every day.
I could teach you right
Yeah,
here,
you can
man.
Teach me everything I need to know.
All right, so now we got, like, real stories. Right?
Yeah, dude, I got some stories.
You want to rock, paper, scissors, these?
Fuck yes.
It's only a... Fuck yes.
Oh, fuck yes.
Oh, fuck yes.
Wait. Wow, bro, I'm fucking slowing down. Ah, you son of a bitch. I won the first few. Now you're fucking in my head.
Dude.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about Coachella.
Familiar with Coachella? I heard of it.
You heard of it?
Dude, they had put the Tupac hologram out a few years ago.
Well, there was a report that came from Coachella that apparently 250 new cases of herpes were just springing up, dude.
At Coach, like, people were out there raw-dogging with the herpes?
250 cases.
Holy shit. Like, the nurse's tent?
I think, like, it was a total of 1,105 cases for the entirety of Coachella.
Does it pop up that quick?
That's the thing. This story was circulating all over the internet, and it was through an app called Herp Alert, where you can just like take a picture of your junk, send it to Herp Alert, and they say, "Yeah, that's herpes," and then they would give you prescription medication, and you could start taking stuff for it.
Okay, but like, okay, mm-hmm. It's like so. Like if you had sex at Coachella with a unprotected sex with someone who has the herpes with a herpes out and ready to go.
Like out and ready to go, yes.
It forms that fast?
That's the thing, Jonas. It doesn't. A lot of people are looking at Coachella and they were giving like this whole festival a bad name. Like, man, everybody there got herpes.
Herbella, yeah.
Yeah, Herbella.
Yeah, dude, right?
But it takes 2 to 12 days for symptoms to show of herpes.
Oh, okay. So is this like they were treated after Coachella or like during Coachella?
What this is a bunch of people with herpes realizing that they're going to Coachella saying, you know what, let me handle this shit so I can go bang it out at the Coachella!
Jesus Christ.
But the data that Herp Alert... No,
I'm just...
You're not going to cheer for that?
Dude, I don't... it's like, I can't be a hype man for fucking... for spreading STDs, dude. Any kind. I don't care what it is.
I understand.
All right, okay.
So, but it turns out is that the Herp Alert information was actually based on a lot of different factors. It was website searches for it. It was also people ordering medication.
Okay.
Which I said there would definitely be an increase if you're going to a festival and you want to bang it out. You don't want your herpes getting in the way. And if you can get rid of it, dude,
Want your herpes getting in the way.
Yeah, dude, you don't.
Okay.
So it's not that all those people contracted herpes at Coachella.
It was many people with herpes went to Coachella.
Closer to that.
Okay. All right.
All right.
How does this affect, like, the hologram Tupac? Do you see that video from, like, 10 years ago?
At Coachella?
Yeah, dude. Where they fucking had...
Like, vaguely. I remember it was, like, poorly done, though.
No, it was really well done, actually. Was it? Yeah, he was dancing around. He had a chain on his neck. It was swinging and shit.
No, I didn't see that.
Dude, it was good. He sings Hail Mary.
I mean, I understand that, but he is dead, so...
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like, if I was dead, I don't want somebody with a hologram of me just dancing
dude,
around.
Dude, you
like,
know
let
what?
Me, let me rest,
I'm not gonna
man.
Lie.
Let me rest.
If they ever put on a show that was Nirvana concert with a hologram Kurt Cobain, I'd probably go watch it, dude. I wouldn't pay like $80 to go see it.
Look, of course I would go and watch it, but it's just kind of disrespectful to a dead person to just have their corpse up there in a hologram
dude,
form.
He was like dancing around like he really looks like they took...
I get he it, was, still.
Yeah, dude,
do
I don't
know.
You
want somebody parading your dead ass around?
Dude, that would be awesome.
Doing the podcast in hologram form?
Dude, you could sit next to my hologram and be like...
Oh, dude.
And I'd be like, you know, we can fucking slap nothings?
Yeah, no, slap nothings. Yeah, that's never slapping whatever. There's a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, dude, I'll There's slap
one.
Nothing.
There's one in there.
So, have you ever heard of AirPods?
I have. I want some. You got me some? Did you get me AirPods?
Surprise. I got you AirPods. No, I didn't. So, as you know, they are Apple's wireless headphones.
I'm aware.
They have...
They're pretty good, I hear.
They have some things that are... No. They are very good. They are wireless. They hold a good charge.
Wireless is the part I like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, basically... They got some other features on them that aren't widely known.
Oh, okay.
We found this out by accident. A man in Taiwan, he fell asleep. Have you ever fell asleep before?
Jonas, go move the story.
All right. So he wakes up. He wakes up a little bit later and he goes, "Fuck, man, I'm missing an iPod." I don't know if he speaks English in Taiwan or if he speaks Taiwanese. I don't know exactly.
That's a good
I don't
point.
Know the dynamic.
You don't know. You don't know.
So. What does a man do if you can only find one of your earpods? I have AirPods, whatever they're called.
AirPods, you would look for
There's a feature called Find My AirPod.
Shut the fuck up.
You set off the thing, it goes beep, 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 beep.
Shut the fuck up.
And you find, this isn't the feature that people don't know
That's
about.
That's ingenious, though.
So this man, he starts setting off his Find My thing.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, he's like, I keep hearing the beep, but I can't find the goddamn beep. What is going on? So he's walking around his house, whatever. He all of a sudden realizes the beef is coming from inside him.
What, did he eat it or something?
So he goes to the ER.
Was he sodomizing himself?
No. He goes into the ER, and he gets an x-ray, and lo and behold, it's in his stomach. So somehow, while he was sleeping, it went into his mouth and got swallowed and ended up inside his body. I think some more shit happened.
What do you mean some more shit happened?
Dude, how's it going to be in your ear and then get in your mouth? Have you seen one? They're not small.
I mean, they're not small. I mean, and you do eat 8 spiders a year.
Yeah, dude. I mean, spiders are pliable. These are fucking, like, pretty rock solid. But anyways.
Like, he must have been having, like, one of those dreams where he was eating, like, a Jolly Rancher or something. And he just...
yum, yum, yum. Fucking... God damn it. Snoop Dogg never tasted so good. So, the doctor goes, all right, man, we got 2 options. We can cut it out. Or you can see if it passes.
Oh, dude, but it's not going to... It worked.
So...
It worked.
The dude waited. The dude waited, and the next day he passed it.
Shut the fuck up.
It still had 41% battery.
What? It was ready for you.
And it still worked. The man said he did clean it and still uses it because... You know, replacement AirPods are expensive.
Dude, more like fucking that thing is a legend.
Dude, would you wear poop pods?
Yo, shout out to Apple. Yeah, I would. If it came out of my ass, I would. Not
what if you want this guy sold his poop pods? So an AirPod can go through the human digestive tract and not be destroyed.
Yeah.
It didn't even fuck up the speaker, I guess. Like, I would think the speaker would get... I could see the plastic being okay. And it said that the reason it didn't poison him due to the battery was the way it's constructed. The battery's, like, hidden inside of it. So
they're waterproof, I'm assuming.
I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, if they're stomach acid proof, they gotta be waterproof at least.
Yeah, right?
I don't know if that's written on the tin. That's a good story.
I know, right? That's what I thought. That's why I talked about it. You know, sometimes I find good things.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trash 97.8% of the time. 97.9. But that 2.2, boy, I bring some fucking fire. So.
Jonas, 35% from the line.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I'm like Shaq, dude. I'm like Shaq in free throws.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
All right, so I got...
Da-da-da-da. He's
I
got...
I did my Coachella story, right?
Yeah, you did. Do you want to talk about it again?
No.
Hey, Coachella!
Let's talk about Canada a little bit. Oh,
dude, I love Canada. We just mentioned Canada in a previous story.
I know, and I got lightweight 2 Canada stories.
Dude, they're gonna back
to each other a little bit here.
Gonna take them back to back?
I like that OVO, Drake, Canada.
Yeah, so, it all comes full circle.
Canada just recently legalized recreational marijuana.
Yeah, use. Dude. I've read about it on the internet.
And it turns out is that a lot of people want to jump on the bandwagon of being the first stores in Canada to sell weed.
This is still going. I thought that happened in July of last year.
Yeah, it did, but they had to get the dispensary out. There's a lot of litigation.
Right. Like it's legal and people are just like, here's pot.
Well, I mean, a bunch of people had it already. It's not like it was hard to get.
Yeah, dude.
But getting these stores together takes a little bit of time. They actually have a lottery for the licenses that they do, and they give them out to 25 people.
Total?
Yes.
Wow.
And just in Ontario. So that's just one city.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good for
25 fucking weed stores?
You telling me they're going to... Those stores are going to do well.
Yeah, dude.
Each and every single
one. Ontario's not a small place.
It's not, but 25. Just to start out with. Well, it just turned out that 11 of these stores were fined $12,500 for not being open yet.
So they got the hardest parts done, and they're just like... Nah, dude, I ain't getting this.
They didn't get their shit together in time. So that's almost half of the stores. They were supposed to be open by... I think I have a date on here. I do not have a date on here. But they were supposed to be open by a certain time, and they didn't meet
their deadline. So those other 13, 14 stores are... Woo!
Yeah, but they're going to be overran because half of the stock is not out there.
Hey, man.
So
it's fine demand. But the prices were high, dude. They're running out of fucking nugs.
It's going to drive up the price.
God
damn
it.
But it turns out that you can get fined for not selling weed in Canada.
In Canada. Canada. Get fined for not selling drugs. I like it.
I thought that was a good story. Did you hear about the trash in Canada?
Trash?
Yeah. Let's go with the trash in Canada.
Is that like a Bryan Adams joke?
More like a Nickelback joke.
Oh, singer. Oh, Kinder.
He missed it. Deek. No, you want to give it?
Deek.
Give it. Deek. Get, okay. Deek. All right. Okay. No, it's too awkward.
Yeah, dude, it is awkward. Stop. Quit right. touching me.
All right. So a company in Canada sent 103 shipping containers that were marked to be filled
with
plastics for recycling.
Yes.
And they sent them to the Philippines because apparently recycling is a big thing in the Philippines.
Yes.
Like they reuse a lot of it in their community.
Hey, it should be a big thing everywhere.
Except these 103 shipping containers. And when I say shipping containers, I mean large.
The ones they build houses out of.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It had 2,500 tons of just garbage. Household trash, kitchen waste.
Used tampons.
Basically.
Toilet baby paper. Diapers.
But, yeah, it's just trash.
Condoms.
Well, the president of the Philippines, this happened.
Oh, that's the dude who's fucking nuts.
He's already nuts. This actually happened in 2013, 2014.
Yeah.
He actually told them that he was going to go to war with Canada.
Over trash.
If they did not take their trash back. No, Jonas, it's not just trash. It's not. It's 25,000 tons of trash.
Wow.
That's a lot of trash, man. Or 2,500 tons.
Wow.
That's a lot of trash.
That's a lot of trash.
Nobody wants.
There's 2,000 pounds of trash per ton.
That's crazy. Do you know how much trash that is?
That's 5,000 pounds.
That's more trash than you had even really within.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, dude, it's cool. I'm getting better. That's how I gotta do it. But yeah, man, I heard about that guy. That dude is fucking nuts. That's the guy who like talks about like he'll say shit like about like sexually assaulting people and yeah. Like he says all sorts of fucked up shit.
He ain't the nicest guy.
That's one way to put it.
But Canada did take their trash back.
What'd they do with it?
They took it back.
They sent it to the U.S.
No, they didn't send it to us. They're taking their trash back. But I
wonder what we could buy. How much we could buy that trash for on the dollar?
What do you want to buy the trash for?
Our landfills aren't full enough yet.
What?
We're trying to fill up the landfills, right?
No, we're not trying to fill them. Oh. That's not the goal.
Oh, okay.
They're there for purposes.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. Yeah, don't do that.
I'm trying to get the singe off my face from the Evil Within 2 burn you just gave me.
There was a big one in
there. Ooh! If you walk down watching, it ain't a line either.
2,500 tons of trash.
That's about where I'm at. Today's a big day in Denver.
What happened in Denver, Colorado,
today
Ohio?
Today is Florida. A voting day.
Okay.
They're trying.
Give me something.
Today is the day they are voting to decriminalize mushrooms. Magic mushrooms.
They already, wait, Colorado?
Denver.
Denver. That's Colorado.
Yes.
So it's already legal to smoke weed there.
It's legal to weed is recreationally legal there.
Yeah.
So now they're trying to decriminalize magic mushroom possession. So basically, it would still be illegal federal and state level.
Oh, of course.
But they would no longer prosecute people if you get caught with it on your person, unless you probably have like a large amount that looks like you're trying to. I mean, if you have like a baggie like this on you, that's not personal.
Or if it's divided up, like
you have scales and all that sort of shit.
So it's usually like an ounce or 2 ounces or something
like that. Yeah, whatever. But I guess Schedule 1 really says it has a high potential for abuse and no medical use, but they're trying to debunk that because there's studies that say that mushrooms can be used for PTSD along with ecstasy,
dude,
things like that.
All of this stuff.
But like, okay, this high potential for abuse on mushrooms. Who's gonna be like tripping balls every day?
Nobody.
Who's gonna abuse mushrooms?
I don't think anybody habitually uses mushrooms.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure
like,
there's
I can see
always
people
a case.
Abusing coke and heroin and that shit. But who's gonna be like, you know what I need to do a day? Trip for 19 hours again.
Yeah, there's definitely probably a case of somebody who abuses it, but it's not an epidemic. And
right.
That's the point.
So why is it Schedule 1? It's not even a narcotic. It's like grown naturally in the fucking ground. Even acid, which is fucking man-made chemical, who's going to abuse that either? Like, I mean, come on.
Dude, that's Big Brother telling you what you can put in your body.
Grandpa Putin coming on in.
Yeah, what can you put in your
body? That's like, I don't know. What do you put in your body? So that just goes back to like, it's like back from like the time around where they prohibition, mm-hmm. where they reefer madness, where they like scared everybody about drugs back in like our grandparents' day to be like, if you touch any drug, you will die. Essentially. So everyone's like fear-mongering, dude. It's like it was like the terrorism of like then. They're like, oh my god, if you let anyone into your country, everyone's gonna die. Like, you know what I mean? If you touch a marijuana stick, you're gonna perish.
It's definitely an infrastructure that's built on like just archaic mindset.
Oh yeah, dude.
Like just xenophobic, afraid of everybody, and just not even giving substances a chance, or just just being afraid of them. I don't know, man.
So, I don't know, man. And I guess I didn't know this about Denver. They decriminalized weed in 04.
Yeah, so they decriminalized
it, what, 13 years before they legalized it for recreational use? So they weren't even prosecuting people for weed back.
They were revolutionary.
Back when I was a young buck.
One of the first to do it.
Yeah, dude, one of the first. I was one of the first to do something one time.
Was it smoke weed?
No, I'd have never done that.
Jonas, I can see a cigar in your mouth right now.
Dude, that is a, that's just a, it's a visual
that's
aid.
A blunt.
That's a celebratory.
I have one too, I think.
Does your mask have one?
Yeah, dude. What, you gotta look on the screen.
Yeah, both of us. We're all fucking.
Don't smoke, kid.
We're all zooted up.
Stand up to tobacco.
You got another story, man?
No, you got one, though. I told two in a row because they kind of tied into each other. And
All right. Do you want? I got, dude. Look at this. These are all stories for y'all. I got a fucking grab bag of lovin's.
Pick one there,
you
Captain
want something
Hook.
Tragic?
Wear them out and I'll pick them up like
No, no, hold on. We can't do all. Now they're all not ready. they're not percolated yet.
Isn't this your third story?
No, dude. We got all our stories done.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, that's what I told you. When we have the same story, we can't fucking count it as stories.
Pick one, dude.
All right, dude. You want tragedy? More tragedy?
Oh, dude. Let's go.
Violence?
Palate cleanse.
Oh, I don't have a... Dude, what?
All right, violence. I like violence as a palate.
All right.
I like violence for dessert.
This story comes from Pennsylvania, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. Might as well be Florida.
Yeah, I get you.
Have you ever bought potato chips at the store?
What is my favorite chip?
I didn't ask you what your favorite was. I asked you if you've ever bought any.
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course. But now you got me thinking what kind of chips I like. I like the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Boom.
Dude, you see they have Flamin' Hot Doritos now?
Yeah, I think they've had those.
No, those are new, dude. That's new? Fresh off the goddamn press, dude. Fresh out the grease.
They had the Flamin' Hot little triangles in those bag of munchies.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
What.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Mini Doritos.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
dude.
Now they just got full fledged.
Dude, full fledged.
Fucking flavor triangle,
dude. I will fucking put a flip, dude. Nacho cheese Doritos.
Calm down.
That's where it's at. Nacho cheese Doritos.
Yeah, they're up there.
They're probably my number one.
Okay.
I can't help myself.
Fair.
It's like once you pop, you can't stop like Pringles, but it's like you open up that bag of Doritos, they might as well be in a vacuum.
What? All right, nothing, dude, nothing. I'm glad you're passionate about things.
So, here's a man. We don't have his name. We'll call him Sasquatch Johnson.
Sasquatch Johnson.
He went to the store to buy some of his favorite chips, some Lay's, some Ruffles, some Ritas.
He was buying
some Funyuns.
Mr. Johnson was having a party.
Yeah, I don't know what he was buying, but he was buying chips. He gets up to the counter. He's like, "Hello, kind sir. I'm so glad you're here to put my belongings into a plastic bag so I can take them home to my party." Isn't that how you talk to the cashier?
No.
Oh, okay. What do you say?
I mean, I'm going along with whatever you say.
Oh, okay.
I do not speak
so
like that.
So, the clerk, how do you speak?
With my mouth?
Okay.
What do you want from me?
I want you to, I'm just asking how you speak, friend.
Don't ask me questions.
All right,
no, I'm just
enough.
Kidding. Go.
So, the clerk, fucking, he didn't give no shits about his chips, dude.
Naturally.
Starts throwing them in the bag.
He broke his chips. That's what happens
when
you
put the chips in first, starts putting other shit on top.
Jonas,
canned goods.
I'm about to fight you right now. Just tell him.
Canned goods on top of his Doritos.
Yo.
Smash it. Dude, I hate when people smash my bread.
No. You can't do
so
that.
So Sasquatch Johnson goes, "Excuse me, young man. I would like you to stop defecating
defecating my chips. Were you about to say that?
No, defacing
Desecrating.
Desecrating? My chips. God damn it, my brain.
English major.
To which the man looked at him and continued to throw his shit into the bag. Mm. That's where I got defecation from. I was thinking throwing shit. But, fine. You know, whatever.
You got it.
So, as the man was walking out, he asked him numerous times. As the man was walking out, the cashier says something to the effects of, "You got a problem with me?" So the man choked him out in the fucking store over him crushing his fucking Doritos. He grabbed him around the goddamn neck and tried to take his fucking lifeblood.
Jonas, who do you feel is in the wrong in this scenario?
Ooh.
Who's in the wrong in this scenario, Jonas?
Chat, who's in the wrong?
Tell me. I need you to tell me.
I want the chat to tell us who's in the wrong. No. What do you think?
Jonas, I think the guy who choked out the Dorito mishandler was totally in the right.
If someone's disrespecting you, you can just choke him out?
Yo, some people got to learn a lesson. If all you can speak is dog, I'm going to fucking bark for you. You hear me?
Wow.
You can use that one.
Cashier was in the wrong, see? I don't know if he went to jail, but he sure the fuck shouldn't have.
But I'm not going to front if somebody starts breaking my shit. I'm definitely going to be like, no, take my Doritos out of there. Go get me some new bags. Let me speak to your fucking
manager.
That's
probably what I would say to you. I would probably be like, since you fucked up my chips, why don't you walk your ass back there and get me a bag that ain't broken?
Dude, it's all about posturing. Like, is that dude going to fight me and lose his job and get a lawsuit? Or am I going to fight him and just get a lawsuit?
Or is he going to walk his happy ass back and get you some more chips?
So, yeah.
Man, we should test that out.
What? You want to go beat up a cashier?
No, dude. I don't want to beat up anybody.
Sounds like it.
I have one more thing I want to talk about. It's not a palate cleanser.
Are you coming out of the closet?
No. Dude, no, not
okay.
Today.
You can do it.
Not today.
Okay. You're a safe place.
Just because you're touching me doesn't mean I'm going to like your advances.
You're in a safe place.
This is the safest place to do it, but it's not the time. There was a plane that caught on fire.
Oh, dude.
In Russia, right?
Yeah, I was going to make a joke, but that's sad.
Yeah, dude, we gotta talk about this.
That's sad.
So, ooh, some thunder out there, man. Wonder if the Crazy Town compound's going to flood.
They don't hear it.
Yeah, dude, they
it's there,
hear it.
Though.
Yeah, dude, it's here. So, plane emergency landing on fire. There's videos on YouTube people took inside the plane of, like, recording out the window. Plane on fire, on the outside, smoke, people screaming.
Yeah, I saw the video.
They land the plane safely.
Woo.
Thank fucking God.
The thing was in a ball of fire when it finally came to a stop.
Yeah, right. So, of course, like, when it's flying, there's that much wind resistance, it's keeping it from engulfing, kind of, because the wind is so strong. Yeah. So you land, that shit's like a matchbox. It's like, get the fuck out. Now they're saying 41 people died. Tragedy. They're questioning it. If so many people died because everyone on board was trying to get their luggage. There's pictures of people going down the slide with their suitcases. There's people walking through the tarmac carrying luggage. Meanwhile, the back of the plane is on fucking fire, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God, my iBook.
Well, yeah, Jonas, this is pretty fucked up. By the way, we were supposed to have a palate cleanse and then go out, and now you just bring the sadness.
But yeah.
No, let's
it's fine.
Dwell
so,
on the sadness.
Okay. So, now.
Jonas, look, people are going to panic, and I don't know if any more people would have survived if the luggage had been taken, because there's always an optimal path, but.
Well, I mean, they're going out the emergency exit down like the little inflatable raft.
Yeah.
Now, my first thought of this was like, God damn these sons of bitches.
They were terrified.
Well right. I mean, I know they didn't do it on purpose.
I would literally be shitting a brick.
Well, right. I mean, everyone's in shock. No one's thinking straight. You're like, I'm getting off the plane. I need my luggage.
I'm not grabbing my luggage.
But my thought was, when every time I fly, I carry like a book bag. I don't use a traditional carry-on.
Yeah.
And that shit's usually under my seat. So if I'm getting off the plane and I can easily grab it on my way through and not hold anybody up, I'm probably going to grab it and take it with me. So just because these people had their purse or their luggage doesn't mean they took it.
Dude, if you're carrying like a whole fucking like a carry-on.
It's like a book bag. Dude, you can literally grab it and walk.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. Like, here, but I'm saying the people in the images had like suitcases.
Oh, was it? I didn't see that it was actual suitcases. Like, see, we don't know if they were taking them out of the compartments. But
dude, all I know is that if this plane is on fire, I'm trying to get the fuck out of that
thing. Rip the wind, dude. You would see
fuck
me.
Fuck my luggage.
Goddamn Arnold Schwarzenegger, the fucking window out. I would be kicking windows. I'd be doing anything I could, man.
Is Arnold known for breaking windows?
He's known for the power and the fury.
All right, cool, I guess. But yeah, I mean, definitely, I'd be concerned about my life over anything else. And if there's ever a situation that anybody else is in, man, get yourself safe. Get your loved one safe first.
You can get a new iPhone. Yes. You can get a new laptop. If I was on the plane with unedited, unreleased Crazy Town media footage, I'd let it burn.
I'm what?
It'd be the lost episodes. What?
Are you saying you had the footage in your bag?
No, it was like I had them on the laptop, but I hadn't uploaded them to YouTube yet. Like it was like the hidden gems. I would let it go, man.
But other than that, you got to get your shit?
No. I'm just saying, even if you have something you can't replace.
Oh, let it go. Okay, I get it, man. Yeah. You got to convey that better than me.
Yeah, I know.
I got you.
I didn't want to come across as cold-hearted.
No, I get Well, Jonas, we are joking about something.
I didn't make one joke.
I made jokes.
No more jokes.
So I'm the asshole again.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Save yourself.
All right. We're almost done. I do have a palate cleanser, though. I want to save for the end in case we needed it.
You are coming out?
Florida woman instead of Florida man.
Oh, you're not coming out.
A woman was driving as a passenger in a vehicle. Mm-hmm. Gets pulled over by the ossifers. Mm-hmm. Comes up to the car.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you laughing?
Nothing, dude. Let's go. Do your thing. I like it, dude. Keep it going.
He's like, blah, blah, blah. License registration. He goes, ma'am.
That's good.
Is there anything else that you have on your person? Bitch pulls out a 1-foot alligator out of her fucking yoga pants.
Come on, dude. Florida, shut. Florida's time.
She also had 3 baby turtles in her yoga pants.
We got to engineer a way to get, utilize plate tectonics to sever Florida from the states. We
just like the little penis part or the panhandle, too.
The whole thing. It's got all got to go.
Okay.
It's got to go.
So they'll just be its own little, penis island in the fucking. In the Atlantic.
My only worry is that the tumor that is Florida, the malignant growth, hasn't already infected the other southern states, so it would just continue.
It would just Florida or Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama would just become Florida too. Then it would be bigger than it is now.
Like a rash of herpes over America.
Oh, God. But yes, dude, who doesn't have an alligator in their yoga pants?
Dude, Florida, stop.
They said they were going to get crawdads and they found something else.
And why would they bring it home, dude?
Dude, they want a gator.
I don't understand why people play with animals, dude. Just let them live in the fucking world, dude.
Live in the world, dude. That's all he wants to do.
Why do we gotta play with animals all the time?
So,
doesn't that bother
when
you?
When you see gator pants in the title of this episode, you just found out why.
Gator pants? You gotta wait till the very end.
Yeah, dude. Everyone's gonna be like, where the fuck is gator pants come from?
After we discussed national tragedies.
You gotta hang out. Good things come to those who wait. Okay. And if you wait to the end of the Crazy Town podcast, you get gems like that.
Good job, Jones.
And also, Jones and talking to you.
Hey, you've got
and
it.
Saying.
You got it together.
That is all the time that we have for today's episode. Please. Make sure to like us, share us, subscribe, fucking follow us on twitch.tv/crazytownmedialive if you're not watching us live, YouTube, Crazytown Media, all social media, TNT. You can't see TNT unless you're watching a replay or watching us live. Mm-hmm. But for Jonas,
yep.
For this guy,
TNT.
We... Oh,
fantastically!
Oh.